AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is hunting votes for the debt ceiling and budget deal he negotiated with President Biden. Saga Magani has more.
Some Republicans, like Oklahoma's Tom Cole, say the bill does the job by avoiding a debt default.
And we will achieve real reductions in spending while doing so.
But the hard right House Freedom Caucus and Chairman Scott Perry say there aren't nearly enough.
And we will do everything in our power to stop it.
With some conservatives warning of potentially trying to oust McCarthy.
I'm not sure what everybody wanted. We couldn't get everything we wanted.
He needs two-thirds of Republicans to approve the bill here at the White House.
This compromise agreement is reasonable for both sides.
Budget Chief Shalonda Young says the discussion now should be about getting the bill to President Biden, not about which party won.
The American people came out ahead.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A rare drone attack on Moscow this morning. It caused only light damage but forced evacuations. Meantime, Russia again launched airstrikes on Ukraine's capital, the 17th round this month. The pre-dawn raid on Kyiv killed at least one person, wounded 11, and sent residents scrambling into shelters. Mike Kempin reports former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes has entered a federal women's prison camp in Texas to begin an 11-year sentence.
A jury convicted Holmes in January 2022 on four felony counts of fraud and conspiracy for overseeing a blood testing hoax. Holmes promised Theranos would revolutionize healthcare with a technology that could quickly scan for diseases and other problems with a few drops of blood taken from a finger prick.
Consumer confidence down this month, the fourth drop in 5 months, that from the conference board. A mixed close on Wall Street, the S&P virtually unchanged, the Dow down 50 points or 0.2%, the Nasdaq up 0.3%. This is AP News. The NBA and NHL championship matchups were set last night. Tom Merriam has them.
The Miami Heat will take on the Denver Nuggets for the NBA title, as the Heat averted becoming the first NBA team to blow a 3-0 series lead by beating the Celtics 103-84 in Game 7 in Boston. Jimmy Butler led the resilient Heat with 28 points.
But nobody's satisfied. We haven't done anything. We don't play just to win the Eastern Conference. We play to win the whole thing.
The Celtics, who missed out on becoming the first team in NBA playoff history to overcome a 3-0 deficit, were led by Jaylen Brown's 19 points.
We fell. I fell. We let the whole city down.
Hockey, the Golden Knights are back in the Stanley Cup Finals for the second time in their six-year history. Vegas eliminated Dallas 6-0 in Game 6. Two goals and assists for original Golden Knight William Karlsson.
It's a great feeling to finally clinched the final spot.
The Golden Knights will play the Panthers in the Cup Finals starting Saturday in Las Vegas. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.